For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is lashing out over the anonymous New York Times editorial that criticized his leadership. He says he could think of maybe five people that might have written it.
People that either I don't like or respect, but they're there because in some cases they have to be governmentally, meaning they're protected. You know, we have a lot of people that are protected.
The New York Times has responded to the president in a statement. The editors expressed their confidence that the Justice Department won't participate in such a blatant abuse of government power. The paper says the president's threat underscores not just the need for a free press, but also why the Times must safeguard the author's identity. The president says the Justice Department should investigate who wrote the editorial, saying that people are disgusted that the Times ran the article in the first place. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com.
Former Trump campaign advisor George Papadopoulos, who was convicted of lying to the FBI during the Russia investigation, has been sentenced to 2 weeks in jail. His attorney, Thomas Green, thinks the judge was certain his sentencing was fair.
You know, some people will think the sentence is light. Some people may think it is heavy. But there's no doubt in my mind that the judge issued what he thought was a very fair sentence.
Papadopoulos says he's deeply embarrassed and ashamed. Former White House counsel during the Nixon administration, John Dean, expressed some of his concerns during the confirmation hearing of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh before it wrapped up on Friday.
He would have the Congress immunize sitting presidents from both civil and criminal liability. Under Judge Kavanaugh's recommendation, if a president shot somebody in cold blood on Fifth Avenue, that president could not be prosecuted while in office.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
There's a strong reaction from a Catholic organization to a recently announced investigation. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
The nation's largest Catholic league is blasting the New York State Attorney General for opening an investigation into Catholic dioceses in that state for sex abuse allegations. The president of the New York Catholic League, Bill Donahue, says,
"This problem is not ours today. We did have it in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. So to go after the Catholic Church alone today and give the public schools and all other religions a pass smacks of bigotry."
Donahue says there's a misconception that clergy sex abuse is still a problem. He points to stats that show hardly any Catholic priests in the last 2 years have credible accusations made against them. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump threatened China with another round of punishing tariffs on Friday. He also defended his tough stance against trading with Canada. USA Radio's Rick Vincent reports.
Aboard Air Force One while campaigning in the Dakotas, President Trump tells reporters he's leveling the playing field with Canada by negotiating to replace the North American Free Trade Agreement.
You know, people can say, I'm too tough on Canada. Look, Canada's been ripping us off for a long time, and now they've got to treat us fairly.
Trump warns that he would cause the ruination of Canada if he imposed tariffs on Canadian-made cars. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.